praise thee, thy
Love
Lord.
Talk Radio.
Praise thee, thy Lord. Hallelujah. Praise thee, thy Lord. We the Lord. Praise thee, thy Lord. We the Lord. Hallelujah. Our God is good. God is good. God is good. Our God is good. Is good to us. Praise thee, thy Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise thee, thy Lord. Hallelujah, praise thee, thy Lord. We shall allow, praise thee, thy Lord, we shall allow. Hallelujah, hallelujah, our God is good. Our God is good. Our God is good. It's good to me. I got it, O Yuma Kere, Uluwadara, Bumi, Sinekerima, Edema, Edema. Come and say, love good men. His mercy and compassion. I say, love goodness. Hallelujah, praise thy Lord. I say, love goodness. His mercy and compassion. Have you seen love goodness? Hallelujah, praise thy Lord. Oh Lord, you are me so good. You are supposed to be. Lord, you are excellent. In our eyes every day. Lord, you are so good. You are so good to us. Lord, you are excellent in our lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest of earth. Peace. Goodwill to all men and women all over the world. Hallelujah. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Everyone is waiting. Praise thy Lord, my Jesus. Praise thy Lord, my spirit, soul, and body. Praise thy Lord, my spirit, soul, and body.
Praise thy Lord, my spirit, soul, and body. Praise thy Lord, my spirit, soul, and body.
Hallelujah.
Praise thy Lord, my spirit, soul, and body. Praise the Lord, my spirit, soul, and body.
Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory, oh God. Bless us. In this silence,
we give you praise.
Let it be you, O God, tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Reach out to everyone who has come into this service. Touch everyone at their point of need. Let their body be moved away. Their problems be gone. God intervene in the life of your people. And bless them even tonight. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen. God is showing me someone who has come into this service. You are far away in a hospital. God is showing you to me, you are in a hospital and you are in an emergency situation, very close to death. The hospital people don't know what to do. And yes, all hope is gone. The person is watching this program right now, far away. But let me tell you, there's no distance in prayer. I want you to put your right hand on your body. Put your right hand on your body. That person, wherever you are, as many that are sickly, as many that are going through all kind of stuff, those in the hospitals, in the prisons, in the remand homes, wherever they are, there is no distance in prayer. The centurion said, Master, speak thy word, and my servant shall be healed. God, I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, speak your word now. Let
Amen.
Your word go forth and bring salvation and bring deliverance and bring healing and bring life to your people. Yes. Hey,
Amen.
Yes, let Jesus touch you right now. He said, he shall lay hands on your feet and he shall recover. You have laid hand on yourself. Jesus is laying his hand on you right now. Jesus is laying his right hand upon you. His right hand of miracle, his right hand of healing, his right hand of deliverance, his right hand of blessing is laid upon you in that hospital situation where you are. And everybody is panicking. And it's so hopeless situation. God is showing me that your healing has started right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus came
Amen.
To give you life and life more abundantly. You shall live to declare the works of God in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Yes, receive. There's another person who have come into this service right now. You have a terrible problem on your back. There is a pain, very sharp pain at your back. And it's hurting so much. You are very restless. Yes, I want you to put your right hand on your body. Just lay your right hand on yourself. Jesus says, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Lay your right hand on yourself and let Jesus lay his right hand on you. Jesus is laying his right hand on you. The right hand of healing, the right hand of miracle, the right hand of deliverance, the right hand of blessing. Jesus is laying his right hand upon your spirit, soul, and body, making you whole. Receive the touch of Jesus right now. Yes.
Amen.
Upon Mount Zion, there is deliverance. He said this word. Receive the word of God right now. Jesus is the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word was God. Receive life. And life more abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pain, a problem at your lower stomach, your lower abdomen, that's where the problem is. It's like there is a rope tied around that area and it's pulling you so hard. You are feeling so much pain, there is no hope. And you'll be taking a lot of peace. Now Jesus is touching that area right now. In the name of Jesus, receive the healing touch of Jesus. Hey, bless thy Lord, oh my soul. Jesus is making me whole. Father, we bless you, we adore you. Bless thy Lord, oh my soul. Bless thy Lord, oh my soul. Jesus is making me whole. Father, we bless you, we adore you. Bless thy Lord, oh my soul. Bless thy Lord, oh your soul. Jesus is making you whole. Father, we thank you, we adore you. Bless thy Lord, oh my soul. Oh yes, power of God is flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing. Oh yes, it's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing. Receive, 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 receive. Yes, touch him. Touch him up by faith, touch him by faith, touch him by faith. Terrible fire, touch Jesus by faith tonight and receive your miracle healing and deliverance upon us, barriers of his deliverance. Yes, everybody begin to touch Jesus by faith. Begin to touch Jesus by faith. Yes, let Jesus touch you right now. Let Jesus touch you with his miracle working power. Tere keboya. They come from the anointing of God. Every yoke is destroyed from your spiritual and body. You are made every week whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Rika Baba Baba. Iblondo, 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 Iblondo. Yea, Dere Brogodo Bogodo. In Naramagada. Yes, rheumatism, pain to the leg, problems in the feet, in the new area. Jesus is touching there right now. Jesus is touching there right now. That problem in your legs, in your feet, Jesus is touching there with the healing power. Hey, Rebusayaba, he touched you. Oh, he touched you. And oh, what joy that brings my soul. Something happened, and I know it touched me and made me whole. Jesus touched you, oh, it touched you, and oh, what joy that feels of love. Something happened. And I know it has you and me, you. Hey, Busaya, Yeke Santana, Jesus has me. Oh, it has me. And oh, what joy that see my soul. Something happened, and I know it touched me, and made me whole. Jesus touched you, oh, he touched you, and oh, what joy that feel your soul. Something happened, and I know it touched you and made you. Oh, yes. Receive that trust of God. Receive that trust of God. Aramasiah, somebody are eating all kind of stuff in the stomach. And that stomach, that belly is swelling, and you can't understand. It's swollen stomach, swollen belly. Yes, put your right hand on that spot. Whatever you ate that is not of God is rooted out. Every tree that my father did not plant, be rooted up right now in the name of Jesus. Hey, the Messiah. Yeah, blondo, yeah, blondo, yeah, blondo. Yes. Yes, put your right hand on that spot right now. Let the healing power of God touch it. Yes, in the name of Jesus, let Jesus touch you tonight. Hara Messiah, with condition, be healed by the power of God. Hey, Messiah, ye blokodoria, imblende, my great headache. Be healed by the power of God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, receive, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We give God praise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, everyone is welcome. The Lord is welcome. We're going to be looking at some scriptures in a couple of minutes. And then Evangelist Laika Lawal is going to take the floor and share with us what God has placed in our heart for us tonight. I'm going to read quickly John's Gospel chapter 1, verse 1. Then John's Gospel chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the very beginning of life in heaven was the Word of God, and the Word of God was God Himself. And God is His Word. His Word is God. That's why we're not going to play with the Word of God. The Logos is the written Word of God. This one we are reading in the scripture is the written Word of God. We call it Logos. The one we are preaching, the one we are speaking, the one we are talking from our mouth is called Rhema. Rhema is the spoken Word of God. The two go together. It is the Logos that became Rhema. So just separate the two. In Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus was confronted by the devil, he used the Rhema. That Rhema is called the sword of the spirit, the offensive weapon of the believer. In Ephesians chapter 6, the scripture says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 6. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 6. So we have an offensive weapon with which we fight and win in the realm of the Spirit. That offensive weapon is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And then the scripture says, this Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God is sharp. You know how to be sharp? Something very sharp. You see, this is a knife for cutting something. You know, you see the sharp edge. Those of you on Facebook, Twitter, Link, and YouTube, and so on, those on the radio can't see this, but if you're on Facebook, Twitter, Link, or YouTube, or any of these media, you can see this. But you know what I'm talking about. We're talking about the sharpness of a knife. Now, this is a knife. The same thing with cutlass and axe. Sharper, the Word of God, he said the Word of God is sharper than two-edged sword. This is how the sword look like. If you look at the sword, the typical sword which the Roman soldiers were using, this is how it looked like. Then the scripture says in the book of Hebrews, he said this Word of God we're talking about is sharper than two-edged sword. It's very, very sharp. The Word of God is sharp. And then it goes on to say that this Word of God cuts. Now, what will the Word of God cut? The Word of God will cut sickness and disease. The Word of God will cut Satan. The Word of God will pierce the demons. The Word of God will pierce the evil spirits. The word of God will appear. That's why in Matthew chapter 4, when the devil came and he was confronting Jesus, Jesus pulled the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. The rhema is the spoken word. So when Jesus released the rhema, see, it's sharper than any edged sword. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit. So Jesus used this weapon in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 10. He pulled the word of God and released it. That is rhema. The word of God that is sharper than every two-edged sword went forth and struck the devil, and the devil ran away. But because it's a stubborn devil, the devil came again. He said, turn this stone to bread. Bow down and worship me. Jump down from the pinnacle. And each time, Matthew chapter 4, each time the devil put this across, Jesus, we pull the word of God. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. When Jesus released that word, he goes and hit the devil. And when he hit the devil runs away. He has no choice. He runs away. And when he runs away, the victory is for Jesus Christ. So the word of God gives us victory over our enemy, the Satan. So Jesus released the word. When he released the word went forth and brought deliverance. The word went forth and hit the devil, and the devil ran away. Which means this is a powerful weapon, the word of God. You can use that word of God as a believer. So hit Satan, and Satan runs away. He can't stay with the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word went forth and brought deliverance to the people. This weapon, we must use it every time. This weapon is our weapon of war, spiritual warfare, with which we attack Satan, we attack sickness and disease. And then in Psalm 107:20, he says, he sent his word, and his word went forth. Psalm 107:20. God sent his word, and his word went forth. The same sword of the Spirit. And caught the devil, caught the demon, caught the sickness, caught the evil spirit, caught the witches, caught the power of darkness. And they ran away. They cannot stay. That's why Psalm 107:20. They sent his word, and his word went forth, and his word went forth and brought salvation and deliverance to the people. Oh, yes, this same word of God we're talking about. So we have a weapon that is very powerful, the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. It is the rhema. That word of God is God himself. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. When you release the word of God from your mouth, you are releasing the sword of the Spirit, and it goes to cut the devil. And when he cut the devil ran away. Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1 to 10. Now, we are going to pray in a few minutes. What is our prayer right now? You are going to send the word of God. You are going to release rhema. You are going to speak the word of God. And when you release this word of God shall go forth and bring life to people. This word of God shall go forth and destroy the works of the devil. This word of God shall go forth and cause Satan and all the demons and all the evil spirits and all the powers of darkness. This word of God, the rhema, the spoken word, the logos that was taken from the scriptures and put in the mouth and released under the anointing, it goes forth and brings deliverance to people, salvation, brings life and life abundantly. I tell you, God has equipped us. We are the soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have ammunition that the devil doesn't have. God's got an army marching through the land. Deliverance is your song. There's healing in your hands. Everlasting joy, gladness in your heart. And in this army, I've got a part. Yes, we are going to pray right now. We are going to release the word of God to go forth and destroy the works of Satan. In the name of Jesus, that we pray, that we pray, that we pray.
God,
Amen.
Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. God called Abraham out of that idolatrous environment. It's a wonderful promise. Now the Lord said in Genesis 12, 1 to 3, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get the heart of thy country, as we all are in another country now, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto the land that I will show thee, as we are in America too. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great.
Yes.
And thou shalt be a blessing, and I shall bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And all, and in thee shall the families of the heart be blessed.
Yes.
Note that Abraham did not petition God for favor. Instead, he was chosen by the glory. I decree that the glory of God will give us the grace to obey him wholeheartedly, even in the face of ridicule, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And the second person we are looking at concerning the glory of God, Sarah, Abraham's wife, was barren. But at 90 years old, the glory of God visited her, and she bore Isaac in Genesis chapter 21. Surely the glory of God means impossible to be possible. I decree that the glory of God will change every situation which has been labeled dead in our life,
yes,
and has defiled human reasoning in our life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The third person is Jacob. Jacob came face to face with the glory of God, and his name was changed from Jacob to the supplanter, to Israel, the prince of God. The glory of God transforms him. I decree that the glory of God will enable us to trust him, and it will transform us according to his will. When family and friends say you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The third person is Joseph. Joseph was wrongfully imprisoned in Egypt, and though he never campaigned for any political position, he was called from the prison to be the second in command in Pharaoh's administration overnight. That is Genesis 41. The glory of God turns sorrow to joy. I decree that the glory of God will comfort and liberate us when we are in the prison pen, and all the escape routes are blocked. We look at Moses, the fifth one. Moses was a fugitive, tending Jethro's sheep, when at the sight of the burning bush, the glory of God called and appointed him the deliverer of Israel. Exodus chapter 3. He became the divinely appointed administrator who led Israel out of Egyptian bondage. Surely the glory of God promotes us. I decree that the glory of God will give us the determination to obey him in times of opposition. The sixth person, Anna. Anna was barren and tormented by her rival.
Yes.
But through the glory of God, her infertility was reversed, and she became a joyful mother of Sheben, the mother of Samuel, a prophet, and a judge. 1 Samuel chapter 1, And two, the glory of God turn barrenness to fertility. I decree that through the glory of God, our barrenness will be divinely taken care of by God's will in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Then the last person, Obed-Edom, a man who was highly esteemed in his community, yet he was favored by the glory of God to become the temporary custodian of the Ark of the Covenant. 2 Samuel 6:11 says that the Ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gigites 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. So the glory of God surely turns poverty to riches and lift up those that have been, whose head has been hanging down. I decree that the glory of God will open the windows of heaven for us, and God himself will be our everlasting portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And Psalm 43 verse 7, the Bible says, even everyone that is everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. This implies that man, despite his limitation, is able to recognize God's attributes and glorify him. God's glory can also be seen through man for all that man is, all that he is able to be and able to do. For in Psalm 8 verse 5, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor.
Hallelujah.
Every child of God should desire to experience God's glory, not for radically, but constantly. We should be praying the glory of God in our lives constantly. We should be living in the presence. We should live in the presence and power of His glory.
Yes.
We must be diligent in Bible study, praise Him and thank Him, and pray without ceasing. And God help us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Yes, we thank God for that blessing. We have received the word of God. The truth is that we hear this word, and we hear the word of God every day on radio, on TV, in the church. The Bible study, prayer meeting, how many people are really doing the work? The book of James says, when you hear the word, you do the work. When you do the word, then you are not deceiving yourself. Which means some people are deceiving themselves. Some people are deceiving themselves because they only hear the word, they don't practice the word. And because they don't practice the word, the Bible says they are deceiving themselves. We're going to pray tonight. God, I cannot deceive myself. Help me to practice this word of God that I hear every day at the church. I hear it in the radio, in the TV. I read it in the newspaper. I read it in the Bible. This word of God cannot judge me. God, help me to obey your word. Help me to practice your word, to do your word. What your word says, what I must do. Let's sing this song first. I am ready to obey thy word. I am ready to obey thy word. I am ready to obey the word of God. I am ready to obey thy word. We are ready to
obey your word. We are ready to obey your word.
We are ready to
obey God.
The living word of God. We are ready
to obey your word.
Yes, we turn into prayer. Now let's turn into prayer.
Father, God, the mighty Lord, let us obey your word in the name of God. Let me be obeying your word, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of God. God Almighty, let me obey your word. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I'm ready to obey your word. Let me obey your word, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of God. I'm ready to obey your word. And Jesus name, amen. And Jesus name, I let us obey your word. And Jesus name, let me obey your word, O Lord God of heaven. Me and my family, and my children, and their family, and my grandchildren, the husband of my daughter, the wife of my children, the mother of my grandchildren, that I'm ready to obey your word. Let me obey your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, we will spread them, we will spread them up.
God, we come to the kingdom of and we all love you too. Let's say the grace and fellowship. I mean
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the same fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Shalom. Greet all of them.